D minus 1. After evening chow on 14 September 1944, a buddy and I leaned against the rail of LST 661 and talked about what we would do after the war. I tried to appear unconcerned about the next day, and he did too. We may have fooled each other and ourselves a little, but not much. As the sun disappeared below the horizon and its glare no longer reflected off a glassy sea, I thought of how beautiful the sunsets always were in the Pacific. They were even more beautiful than over Mobile Bay. Suddenly a thought hit me like a thunderbolt. Would I live to see the sunset tomorrow? My knees nearly buckled as panic swept over me. I squeezed the railing and tried to appear interested in our conversation. The ships in the convoy turned into dark hulks, gliding along as the squawk box interrupted our conversation. "Now hear this, now hear this." Talking quietly in pairs and small groups, the men around us seemed to pay more than the usual attention to the command. "All troops lay below to quarters. All troops lay below to quarters." My buddy and I went to our forecastle compartment. One of our NCOs sent a work party to another compartment to draw rations and ammunition. After it returned, our lieutenant came in, gave us at ease, and said he had some things to say. His brow was knit, his face drawn, and he looked worried. "Men, as you probably know, tomorrow is D-Day. General Rupertus says the fighting will be extremely tough, but short. It will be over in 4 days, maybe three. A fight like Tarawa. It's going to be rough, but fast. Then we can return to a rest area. Remember what you've been taught. Keep your heads down going in on the Amtrak. A lot of unnecessary casualties at Saipan were the result of men looking over the side to see what was happening. As soon as the Amtrak stops on the beach, get out on the double and get off the beach fast. Keep out of the way of the Amtraks on their way back out to pick up more troops from the supporting waves. Our tanks will be coming in behind us, too. The drivers have their hands full and can't dodge around the infantry, so you keep out of their way. Get off the beach fast. The Japs will plaster it with everything they've got, and if we get pinned down on the beach, artillery and mortars will ruin us. Have your weapons ready, because the Japs always try to stop us at the beach line. They may meet us at the beach with bayonets as soon as our naval gunfire barrage lifts and moves inland. So come out of the Amtraks ready for anything. Have a round in the chamber of your small arms and lock your pieces. Snap on the safety. Have the canister containers of your high-explosive mortar rounds untaped and stowed in your ammo bags ready for immediate use as soon as we are called on to deliver fire on the company front. Fill your canteens, draw rations and salt tablets, and clean your weapons. Reveille will be before daylight, and H hour will be 0830. Hit the sack early. You will need the rest. Good luck, and carry on.